All right, quick word about Troll Co. Clothing. Here's what I actually love about this brand. It was started by two guys who worked the oil patch. Not marketers, not guys with corporate pitch decks. Workers. They looked around and could not find any clothing that represented the life they were living. So they made it themselves. Workwear, tees, hoodies, hats. Good quality stuff. The whole brand is built around a phrase you have probably heard. Dirty hands, clean money. The idea that hard, honest work is how you build a good life. And I think most people listening to this show understand that better than they're ever given credit for by the sports media machine. So if you want your gear from a brand that actually means something and was not assembled by a focus group, go check them out. Trollco.com/Zabe. That's TROLLCO.com/Zabe. And use code ZABE25 for 25% off your first order. The playoffs are here, people. NBA and NHL both going at the same time. That's the best 2 weeks in the sports calendar, right? And it goes fast. More games, more angles, more ways to be right, and more ways to win. That's the fun. MyBookie.ag has it all. And right now, for new players, use promo code ZABE on your first deposit. And if your first bet doesn't hit, they refund it up to $500 back as free play one-time rollover, plus $25 in casino credit automatically. That's called insurance, my friends. MyBookie.ag, promo code ZABE. Check the site for offer details and to confirm availability in your state. Bet smart, get paid. This is the ZabeCast, from the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. Here we go.
It is a better late than never ZabeCast, as it is nearly midnight on the East Coast, and I am in the furthest tip of the Eastern time zone, Indianapolis, Indiana, where they didn't even go to Eastern time until 2004, thanks to Governor Mitch Daniels. One of the fun facts I've now learned about Indiana and Eastern time zone. It is Tuesday night. I've been driving since 8 a.m. in Virginia. I had a wonderful dinner with some friends who are hosting me, whose cable went out, meaning the internet here is no bueno, and I'm using a hotspot. The NBA draft is happening, and I haven't seen one stitch of it. And Giannis was traded this morning overnight. When I woke up, I heard the news, and I said, holy shit, I got to talk to my boys, Joshy and Matt, and they are here with me now. Josh Albrecht, Matt Miller, hello, boys. How has the day gone for both of you?
We're wearing our funeral blacks.
You are in your funeral blacks.
Yes. We're dressed appropriately. It's been a day of processing. I've been describing it as, even if you know when you're standing on the train tracks that the train is coming, it still hurts when it hits you. And that is this entire
blood and guts and screaming and limbs and gross. Ugh.
And Kyle Kuzma's there.
Man, I'm not even to the point of worrying about who
don't
else.
Don't talk to me
there.
About no Kyle Kuzma, Matt Miller. So,
Zabe, there was a moment at 2 o'clock this afternoon when I realized I had lost maybe the best basketball player in my team's history, and I might still have to watch Kyle Kuzma basketball. And that is a hard pill to swallow.
That is a tough day. You don't have to watch that. So, all right. So there's a lot of things to sift through. Let me start with what I tweeted, which was Giannis was the greatest thing to happen to the city of Milwaukee in a sports sense. And it's because he wasn't from the mold. You know, it was because he was non-American, non-AAU, embraced the city, loved the city, repped the city, bragged about the city, and delivered a fucking championship and was absolutely amazing on the court and was wise and humble off of it to the point where he gave some of the most banger quotes about life and ego and pride and how you should handle yourself. And when people in the comments, Josh, were quick to try to dunk on me going, oh, Lou Alcindor, ever heard of him? Yeah. And I'm like, bitch, I didn't say he was technically the best single basketball player to ever play in Milwaukee. I said he was the best thing to happen to Milwaukee. There's a fucking difference, because when Lou Alcindor, nay Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, played in Milwaukee, the world was different, okay? What happened with Giannis was a small, if not medium-sized, sporting miracle that I don't think will ever be replicated. Am I wrong in that?
You are not. And here's the reason why I was also confused by the outrage,
yes,
against Giannis, and in this moment,
outrage from who? From where?
A surprising amount of radio Bucks fans.
Your radio all listeners, your listeners, texters to the show this morning,
tweeters, if you still call them that, the internet keyboard warriors. I mean, they all came out with anger towards Giannis. And I was so surprised, because for a state that just so much embraces the story of being an owner of a NFL franchise.
I'm an owner.
To not see the beauty in having a story like Giannis's happen in your city, in your state, and the opportunity, the possibility of having that story end with a Hallmark Disney ending of the whole becoming a Robin Yount, Donald Driver-esque story from rags to riches in Milwaukee,
mm-hmm,
and go, nah, I don't care about that. I don't care about that. Yeah. It's time to move on. Give me the next guy. He doesn't want to be here anymore. Yeah. BS. Was so hard for me.
That's stunning. That's stunning to me. When I heard, when you texted me saying, "Oh my God, there's a lot of people here hitting the show, hitting the talk and text line that are very negative." I couldn't believe it. So, in other words, Matt Miller, what Josh just described, that he delivered the Cinderella story, the Disney story in real life. There's a number of people that are like, "Yeah, not good enough." Unbelievable.
There's a lot of prisoners of the moment right now. There's a lot of people. I think there's a large
prisoners of stupid is what they are. Don't be so kind 100%. To them.
This is a breakup, and right now there is a large number of Bucks fans, and I would argue probably newer Bucks fans, not the ones who had to grow up with Carlos Delfino and Michael Redd, and like, you know, and Michael Redd was arguably the good days back in the day. But I think there's a lot of newer Bucks fans who are in the phase of breakup where they are at the bar with their friends getting drunk and being like, that bitch, that guy, then she sucked. She wouldn't, like, she, her friends sucked and she was no good. And we're all going to, in a week from now, be like, okay, the relationship was fine. It ended poorly. It went on for a year too long. We probably shouldn't have, like, made it an open relationship at the end to do a last chance to save it.
It's simple. It really is that simple. If you're going to be mad at Giannis, you have two things. That's it. Two things to hang your hat on. One, he was injury prone. Okay? You can say that. You can say, good riddance, get rid of him. He was injury prone. What's the point of having the guy if he can't stay healthy? The second was, all of a sudden, it was diva mode. This idea of he became a diva because he said he was going to stay, and then he didn't. He said he didn't want to leave Milwaukee, and then it comes out that he said, I'm ready to move on Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I sit here as a Giannis stan going, first of all, the organization changed. The Bucks ownership changed. So that's a big part of it. I don't think he probably needed to go and tweet the Wolf of Wall Street thing. That probably didn't help his case.
What was that?
So at the trade deadline, when
he said, I'm not leaving,
coming out, and everyone, all the sources we've been hearing since the end of the season came out and said, I'm hearing this rumor. I'm hearing that Giannis wants to go to this team. Shams Charania, everyone going, yeah, this, and this. And then it didn't happen. And Giannis posted the clip of saying, I'm not leaving. I'm not fucking leaving.
Not
and
fucking
he did that. He did that, and everyone went, yeah, okay, this is our guy. And then it comes out, end of the season, he said, yeah, I'm done in Milwaukee.
The media side of it is, I think, a big part of the outrage right now with Milwaukee fans. And again, I think a lot of newer Bucks fans who probably came to the team in the last 10, 15 years. I don't want to generalize, but I think that's
How about 20? How about them? Brand new Bucks fans.
Right.
I think there's a lot of the rage is that a lot of Bucks fans have enjoyed over the last 10 years watching the mainstream coastal sports media guys desperately try to get this guy out of our city, and Giannis each time going, I like Milwaukee. I'm staying in Milwaukee. This is where I want to be. And finally, they did get it right. And I think that's like a part of the killer blow is like all of the talking heads finally get to say, yes, we got him out of Milwaukee, or yes.
They're taking like, their victory lap right now after banging the drum for well over 3 years. Okay. Oh, yeah. Cool, bro. Cool. Way to go, Shams. I know that today McAfee had Shams on right away, and he was caping up for me. Yeah, you told you, you know, and I'm like, okay, whatever. So
yeah, congratulations.
I liken it like they should have traded him last year. Nobody quite had the stomach for it. And the team said, let's try one more time by going and getting Miles Turner. Disaster. The best exit was a year ago. So what this trade was with the Heat, and we'll get into whether or not it excites you in any way, shape, or form. It's like Christmas Vacation, Miller, where, you know, Clark Griswold launches the family truckster off the snowbank, flies in the air 50 feet, lands belly down, kids, wife flying all over the car, and he's just calmly goes, okay, we're here. That's the trade. That was the trade. It was bad. It should have been done more orderly a year ago, but here we are. That's my analogy.
If there was a fan base that was braced for this, it was Wisconsin fans. We've had it with Aaron Rodgers. We've had it with Favre. Like, we have, even the younger fans have been well seasoned now to be like, it's probably going to be an ungraceful dismount. Right. So yeah, that's what we got.
Yeah, nobody was injured when Clark launched it off the snowbank. It was not great, but here we are. So are you happy with the Heat package, Josh, versus Jaylen Brown? Too many Jaylens in the NBA. How come there's so many Jaylens in the NBA? Are you happy with the Heat package?
Correct me if I'm wrong, Matt Miller. The Ace Ventura clip where he has an arrow in one leg and an arrow in the other leg, and he's just going, ah, ah. That was these two choices for Bucks fans. There was no good option here.
What's the opposite of a Sophie's Choice? Where it's correct. Like, you could correct. Choose either one and be like, I don't know, kill them both. Like,
here's the thing. The difference is that, and to your point, Matt, of what you said about the fan base, if you're a newer fan, you don't remember the days when people refused to play in Milwaukee. They hated being here. They didn't want to be here. If they were here, they were just going to bed every night going, God, I cannot wait to get out of this city.
Or if they were Gary Sheffield, they were throwing balls over first base into the stands on fucking purpose to get out of here, asshole.
Correct. So Jaylen Brown coming to the Bucks, he don't want to be here. Mm-hmm. He's not embracing Milwaukee. And that's even if the Bucks decided that they wanted to keep him and not turn around and turn him into more picks. So it really came down to, do you want a chance at draft picks or do you want a chance at draft picks? Which that becomes the problem. Is we then go back to history and we go, how's John Horst done with draft picks?
Not great.
So that's the problem, is that we traded away Giannis for a, we won't know for 2 to 3 years at the soonest if there's any chance of anything. Tyler Hero is not the answer. I'm surprised he's still on the team. And now we just, it's this waiting game. And I'm telling you, I've already heard from too many people, sell the team. I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
Listen, this
sell
is what
the fucking team.
This is what I said before the trade happened. I said, if you think for a second that the national media narrative around the Milwaukee Bucks isn't going to go from Giannis, Giannis, Giannis to this team is becoming irrelevant and they can't sell any season tickets, the fan base has given up on the team, you're nuts. That's exactly what it's going to be. Every single game for the next two seasons is going to be, these guys sure ain't Giannis, huh? That's going to be every single fan's comment until they can't fill the seats anymore. And that's, the Admirals will get more.
No, they won't. It's okay. still the end.
This would have been the absolute worst spot for Jaylen Brown to show up. Beyond just what Jaylen's preferences were, I cannot imagine a worse situation for a guy to come into as a already superstar than being like, okay, you have to be new Giannis. Like, yeah, that is a terrible thing to set up for a guy. Why not bring in new guy, like, these kids? Why not bring in this unproven stuff?
All the kids, they have to be new Giannis. Yeah.
And, like, you guys try. Like, don't bring in a guy who's already got a finals MVP and who, you know, has obviously this chip on his shoulder. And bring him in and be like, the fan base is either going to not think you're good enough or despise you for not being the guy they loved before.
All right, so Ryan Russillo said he didn't like the trade. He thought it was terrible because the Bucks didn't get any real significant piece. There's nothing. There's no shiny object in the trade. There's Tyler Hero as local connection, but who gives a fuck, to be honest?
We got to stop that. We got to stop the local connection.
I know. There's Tyler Hero, and then there is a bunch of salary-controlled, younger, possible guys. Guys whose names we could recite right here, and I bet you the average Zabecast listener is like, who's that? Don't know. Don't care. Kalel Ware, Jaime Jaquez, some guy, Yakachunas. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I think where Russillo gets it wrong is he doesn't fully appreciate the whole nobody wants to come to Milwaukee angle. And that's why the Jaylen Brown Celtics trade was, in a lot of ways, dead on arrival. It was just not a good idea for a multitude of reasons. So you get more first-round picks, which, again, the Heat are probably going to be good with Giannis, so they're not going to be super juicy first-rounders.
Not in the 2030s, which is when the picks come in.
Well, that's true, and you're going to have to wait a while for that, so who knows? But, you know, the picks in the coming years, the Bucks don't even have those. They're going to have to muddle the way through to having some sort of a team and figuring things out. They got a draft. Good. I'm looking at the draft right now. Braden Burry's the guard out of Arizona. Who's kind of nice. He's not as sweet as Keaton Wagler from Illinois, but he went fifth. So he had no chance at him. And then forward Nate Ament from Tennessee. Guys blown up you guys getting excited about those two?
No. They're not excited. I mean, who's excited right now? Like, the Giannis left. Like, it's really hard to be excited. My house burned down, and you're asking me to get excited about the Google
You got to act like you still want to have an NBA team that's going to be good in the future. This can't be the end of the NBA team, can it?
No, but that's exactly it, Zabe. It's in the future. Listen, think about how we react to every Packers draft pick, right? We form an opinion, we're angry at them, and then we calm down and we say, all right, well, we can't really judge them for a couple of years, right? We got to calm down. We can't do it yet. And then we're okay doing that because the organization has put themselves in a position to still be competitive.
Yeah, well, I'm judging Lucas Van Ness
all down
now. I feel comfortable now with enough data to go Lucas Van Ness was a fucking bust.
Sure.
So there's that.
But also, you have enough time. That's the thing with these guys. We don't know anything about these two schmucks yet. They could be the next Giannis. More than likely, they're not even close. So we'll sit here for now. We'll suffer through terrible basketball. And then in a couple years, maybe there's something. But my thing is, hang on.
All right, Miller, what about the fact that the star of the New York Knicks, champions of the world of basketball, was a late first pick? He was the second pick that year by the Mavericks. Why can't Braden Burry's be the next Jalen Brunson and be your star?
You hope that maybe you can, pull off a, you know, Nikola Jokic situation where you find a buried gem. You know, mm-hmm. that is the point of sports, is irrational hope. I think the one, like Josh was alluding to, the fact that, you know, Horst's track record with the draft is pretty miserable and is arguably part of the reason why we are here having this conversation, is because he could not draft good dudes. He kept trying so hard to draft Giannis 2.0 that he ended up chasing away Giannis 1.0 in the process. I'm glad that they kind of had a different, I was really nervous they were going to choose two, again, Giannis 2.0s. You know, Ament sounds like he is a project, that he is a classic, oh, if he gets his stuff together, he could be really exciting, but 95%, you'll never see him play more than 10 games in the NBA. But I'm glad that they picked up this Barry's guy who seems, everyone seems pretty like, he's going to be a player at worst.
Did you call him Berries? It's Burries. B-U-R-R-I-E-S.
Yeah, oops, all berries.
He's, yeah, like, oops, a, all he's like a furry, but he's Burries with an S. It's kind of a cool name.
I see a Bucks theme night coming.
Yeah,
and I need to...
Jalen, he's a Braden. Not too many Bradens in the NBA. Still only have one Braden in the NBA. All right, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a blackjack guy. Always have been. It's the one casino game where your decisions actually matter. Hit or stand, double down, split. You're not just watching a slot machine and hoping for the best. MyBookie.ag has live dealer blackjack. Real person, on camera, dealing cards in real time. And a full casino beyond that. Roulette, craps, slots, poker, all of it right on your phone. New players get $25 in casino credit just for making a first deposit. Use promo code ZABE. Go try the tables on them. MyBookie.ag, promo code ZABE. Check the site for offer details and to confirm availability in your state. Bet smart. Get paid.
I've been sitting here seething for the past 24 hours, ZABE. I need you to know this. Because of all of the stupid hometown hero stuff that every NBA blogger and blogger and podcaster has been like, oh, they got the hometown guy, so that's something. Okay. And here's the problem. 75% of the state of Wisconsin fucking hates Tyler Hero. Like,
right, hold on.
This is not welcome reunion. On. The only guy happy he's coming home is apparently Tyler Hero.
Hold on. Let me get this out there for those that don't know. Tyler Hero, white guy, shooter from Whitnall High School, literally a five iron from the studios where our old station used to be. He was ticketed for Wisconsin. They had him locked and loaded. And then Kentucky came in with a bag of money under the table when you weren't allowed to give bags of money under the table. Goes to Kentucky, has 1 year there, shows that he can shoot the fucking lights out from 23 feet, 9 inches, says, I'm going pro. Does go pro, becomes a lottery pick, even though nobody really had him on the radar. Like, is this guy a lottery pick? Well, in the NBA, if you can fucking shoot, you're a lottery pick. He has a decent amount of success as a gunner, white guy for hire from outside, down in Miami, instantly starts dating all of these Instagram thirst traps, is like, yo, yo, yo. Do you think in a state where, as Josh pointed out, 75% of the fan base is Wisconsin Badgers loyal, and he fucked them, and do you think he's going to be happy that he's back there with those fans and wondering who's going to be at the St. Michael's Church Fair instead of banging Instagram thirst traps down in South Beach? You're fucking crazy. He's not happy about this trade.
Even the style points, like you're going from, your signature player was Giannis, a guy whose whole deal was he works so damn hard and he won't stop working hard to his own detriment, and he plays so much defense and works so goddamn hard. To go from that to Tyler Hero, I don't play defense. I, you know, shoot some jump shots and have more swagger than I deserve. Like, that is not the guy that blue-collar Wisconsin is going to be like, yes, this is our son, this is our boy, good to have you, like,
I'm home.
He's a future Piston guaranteed. Like, he does not play a single goddamn tip off in a Bucks uniform. That is my prediction.
Okay, so now you guys were texting me this as I'm driving, and I did see some reputable reporter, Sam Amick, I believe, said the Bucks are already exploring a trade for Tyler Hero.
Here's the thing to keep in mind. He's also an unrestricted free agent in 2027. He is a rental. So everyone that's like, oh, we got Tyler Hero. Perfect. We have Tyler Hero for the 1 year that we need to continue tanking because our draft picks are going to be young scraboons that need years to get ready. He doesn't fit the Bucks mold at all right now. He needs to go to a team that's one piece away from a championship.
Right. So you know what's you're going to do as Bucks fans for a good little while here? Suffer.
Okay. Yeah.
You're going to suffer. And suffering is a part of life. So said Nietzsche. And it's true about sports as well. Sports is a rotten deal. You spend all this time, all this money, all this energy for what? Only to be disappointed year in, year out. Bad teams, shitty owners, you name it. There's got to be suffering. But you can't punch out people. You can't just say, ah, screw it, sell the team. Some people are saying that, Josh. You can say it if you want. But if somebody says that in my presence, I point to the door and I go,
can I say it to Jimmy Haslam, though?
That's like, exactly what I was going to say.
Okay.
The words sell the team were the thing that got me because there's a certain aspect of this that also was rumored. There were reports swirling of Jimmy Haslam, who, weird, as soon as his name got associated with the Bucks, everything went to shit. That's weird.
Yeah.
That he might be trying to buy out Edens and get even more ownership of the Again, Bucks, and you want me to go, I don't care, I'm in, let's go.
Franchise, well, buy a season ticket package, Josh. I'm just saying, don't punch out of being a fan of the Bucks during what is going to be possibly a tumultuous and painful time as they figure their way through this in the wake of the aftermath of Giannis. By the way, so for those who don't know, Wesley Edens and Mark Lazary, two New York billionaire hedge fund guys, swooped in, bought the Bucks in what year from Herb Cole, the beloved 2015? Local owner, 2015, maybe. I believe.
Yeah.
Back when the team was playing in a functional but dated stadium, the Bradley Center, that needed to be upgraded. And they somehow greased the politicians enough to get a new stadium built. They had Giannis fall into their lap. Edens and Lazary had nothing really to do with discovering him, okay? This miracle falls into their laps. They win the title. A couple years afterwards, Edens is like, or Lazary is like, you know what? I think it's time to sell high. He gets out, and he sells it to the most hated, shitty owner this side of Dan Snyder in the NFL. His name is Brown's owner. What's his name? My mind is fried.
Jimmy Haslam.
And so that's not ideal. Now, was that the start of the downfall? Because somebody pointed out, Josh, that as soon as Fiserv switched from Miller to Budweiser on tap, Miller built that fucking town. And to switch from Miller to Bud, that's the downloaded virus that sent all of this asunder.
That's one aspect I hadn't looked at, was the beer vendor within Pfizer. If it could be,
October of 22.
That's when that happened. I looked at a few things. As much as a lot of people were very excited about Damian Lillard coming to town, I think that was the first domino. I actually had someone on the air today point out when you and I were doing a radio show together that when that trade took place, and I said, I know everyone says I worry about everything, but I'm really worried about this trade because I was so pissed that we never got to see our big three have a true second run.
Well,
2021, they win. 2022, they're injured. And then 2023, he's gone. Then Holiday's gone. You bring in Dame, and then more injuries, more problems.
It wasn't just Dame. It was the
Middleton
combination
got
of
hurt,
Dame.
Giannis got hurt. Yeah. They all took turns getting hurt at just the wrong fucking time in April and May. Three straight years.
That summer is the decisive Bucks summer, though, because if you had just hired Adrian Griffin, that would have been fine. If you had just done the Dame trade, I think that would have been fine. But you did both of these things that utterly wrecked the team, because Adrian Griffin, first time head coach, whose big thing was defense, and then you then trade away one of the most essential defensive players on the Bucks for a guy whose defense has always been a massive liability.
That'd be Drew Holiday for Dame Lillard.
Drew Holiday for Dame Lillard. And it just kind of wrecked the team. Like that was the tiny pebble rolling down the hill of, we're losing control of this thing. And that turned into firing Adrian Griffin midseason. That turned into a desperation, Miles Turner, you know, the Dame sign and all that stuff. Yeah. It just all escalated into where we are now.
I got one more thing I got to make sure that I get out here about Giannis, because we'll have 3 to 5 years to talk about how crappy things went with the Bucks. A lot of people for Giannis stands were asked today, so you're going to buy a Giannis jersey, a Giannis Miami Heat jersey? Were you going to cheer for the Heat now?
Oh.
Absolutely not. The last thing that I want to see is Giannis win another championship with another team. It killed me when Drew Holiday won one with the Celtics. I want to make sure that Giannis's legacy is still Milwaukee. Don't create more highlights for when he's inducted into the Hall of Fame in a different uniform. I want to see him be okay, but never hold any hardware.
It would be wild to have two Hall of Fame 34s on this team and have both of them go into the Hall of Fame not in a Bucks jersey. That might actually rip my heart apart. I gotta say, I'm not really that concerned about the Heat winning. I mean, maybe I eat these words in a year, but like, are the Heat scaring anybody right now?
No,
they're gonna be they're still not good. Better than the Knicks.
Like, maybe there's another move here, and never deny the power of the Heat to find a Gabe Vincent or, you know, some bullshit off the G League somewhere. But as it stands, that team is that maybe even hosting a playoff series?
Yes,
they'll host, but they're not.
Hell yes,
they're still a far ways off. And well, that's if Giannis and Bam work as a duo.
They're gonna work. They're gonna be good. I'm telling you right now, there is widespread amnesia about how fucking good Giannis still is when healthy. And I believe that much of his health missing last year was partially load management. And he hadn't played in a long time. He's not gonna play the fucking Euro basketball shit for Greece and the Olympics again. He is going to be fucking amazing next year for the Heat. He's going to play a lot of games, and they're going to win a lot of games with whoever else they got around him and Bam. There you go.
Pat Riley's
planting that flag right now so you can mark the tape.
Oh, good. I hate it. So
Pat Riley. Well, you know what?
You're entitled to hate it, and it's fine to hate it. I'm just telling you.
Pat Riley has to tell Giannis, though, you're going to have to learn to chill out, because if Giannis keeps going at the work ethic that made him Giannis in Milwaukee, that dude's career's ending in 2 years.
Pat Riley's not telling that to Giannis. He's telling it to Thanasis, and then Thanasis is telling it to Giannis. Come on, we know how this works.
All right. Can we just reflect back on how wonderful it was and the night they won the championship? Josh and Armin came spilling out of the arena with Mike Darrow's tickets that he was so gracious to gift, and beer and smiles, and it ended up with puke on the mulch outside the station with me, and happy times. We got the photos, the assets to prove it, and not just that, but just the awesome, relevant basketball that was played, and a beautiful athlete with a beautiful perspective, Giannis, with his talks about pride and humility and everything else. I mean, what a great dude. Fucking love that guy. I cannot be mad at him. I'm not mad, you know? He had a hand in this. He demanded all this shit. They got to go get another piece. They got Lillard. It blew up in their face. You got to fire Griffin. Well, wait, you said you wanted Griffin. Well, I don't want him now. He's out. Okay, that was bullshit. But you know what? God, what did he give the city boys? Come on.
I think that's what hurts the most about all of the "I'm going to boo Giannis when he comes back, they should paint over the mural" Bucks fans right now, is if you can't appreciate what just happened over the past decade in this city in terms of a guy coming in here with an incredible attitude towards the city, towards the game, towards the community, becoming one of the best players, if not the best player over the last decade in the NBA, bringing this city a championship and a victory parade, which I never thought I was going to see. If you can't look back at all of that and even deal, and even with the recent shit, even with the ugly final year of this relationship, look back and say, that's what it's all about, to not to have a golden moment like that and to be like, nah, not worth it anymore. You're probably not a good sport. Like, I don't know what sports you enjoy then. Like, become a Yankees fan.
You don't even need to love the sport.
A Lakers fan.
You don't even need to love the sports. Go look up an aerial photo of the Deer District in 2016, and then go look up a current aerial photo of the Deer District. In 10 years, it looks completely different. If Giannis does not become a Buck, that does not exist. It is flourishing. It brought people back to that area of downtown. It made people, it put Milwaukee on the map. Giannis put Milwaukee on the map. And we have to be thankful for that.
Yeah. That was
pride.
Good times.
People were so proud of this. People are proud of this city. But remember when Stephen A. Smith and the First Take thing, when they were like, oh.
Grimm was like, haha, bad city. You don't want to go to bad city.
Weeks proudly beating their chest about being Milwaukee. And that that doesn't happen. You know, with the Bucks, if Giannis isn't here, the Bucks probably aren't here. If Giannis, I know that sounds hyperbolic, but there was 100% Bucks to Seattle talk. So the idea of being that close to misery and getting the greatest achievement you can get, and then being like, nah, that guy sucks. Fuck that guy. you're in the wrong species, man. Yeah, you're an animal. Fair. You're not a human.
Well said. Well said. It was a bittersweet ending, much like Toy Story 5. And Toy Story 4. And I think Toy Story 3 had a bittersweet ending as well. I did see Toy Story 5 over the weekend. Have you guys seen it yet?
I did.
This is alarming. I'm the only one who hasn't seen a
movie. Is the only guy not to have seen it.
You are off your game.
Yeah, I have a child to raise now.
Oh, you have a child.
Yeah, well, guess what? That's going to continue for 18 plus years, buddy, so strap in.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Josh, I thought the visuals on it were incredible. They're getting better and better with the computer technology to make the film look very, very rich as a digitally animated feature. I don't resonate with the Jesse character that much. It was a movie kind of made for girls anyway. Didn't like how they kind of feminized Buzz Lightyear. They've clearly set it up for him to be the star of Toy Story 6, which will surely still happen because they think there's some money left in it. And it was kind of like an hour and a half harangue of don't give your kids an iPad, which is great advice. I'd concur with that, but good fucking luck in today's day and age doing so. That's my 30-second review of Toy Story 5.
I agree with you on the majority of it. I think it was better than Toy Story 4. I still think that they should have ended the franchise at Toy Story 3, but they found out we can continue to print money. And so this very well could have been a Disney Plus special. Instead, it was a feature film, and Toy Story 6 will be out next year, so enjoy.
My take on Toy Story 5 is go see The Furious, which is an awesome Asian action movie in which many men get hit in the face with a hammer, and it rules. It rips to high hell.
Okay. All right, boys, always good to connect with you guys. We're just going to muddle through one day at a time, and the Braden Burries era is here in Milwaukee. So get that Burries number 7 jersey, or I don't know. Yep. Hey, Bobby Portis is gone, so at least there's that. I know one guy, Brian Butch, who's probably dancing an Irish jig over that. Yep. I love the fact that Magic Johnson tweeted out, Bobby Portis is a great addition to this trade. Like, Magic has clearly not been watching the NBA lately.
Tell me you haven't watched the Bucks since 2021 without telling me you haven't watched the Bucks since 2021. Years.
Exactly. All right, fellas, we'll talk again soon. Thank you, boys.
Sounds good.
Thanks for listening to the Zapecast. Have a great Wednesday, everybody, and we will see you next time.
The playoffs are here, people. NBA and NHL, both going at the same time. That's the best 2 weeks in the sports calendar, right? And it goes fast. More games, more angles, more ways to be right, and more ways to win. That's the fun. MyBookie.ag has it all. And right now, for new players, use promo code ZABE on your first deposit. And if your first bet doesn't hit, they refund it. Up to $500 back as free play, one-time rollover. Plus $25 in casino credit automatically. That's called insurance, my friends. MyBookie.ag, promo code ZABE. Check the site for offer details and to confirm availability in your state. Bet smart, get paid.